Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Faith. Faith heals. That's the topic for today. I want to turn that notion that faith is at the root of all healing and what that really means. Now, as always, I want to take this from rhetoric into something that's visceral. If you use the word faith, if you were under siege, if you were sick, if you were chronically ill, whatever and however you were being tested, we would all agree. We can all sit in a room and smile and nod at each other that faith is required. I am going to turn faith into something visceral today. Because if faith is going to truly shift your reality, if your communion with God in times of trouble are truly going to shift your reality, you have to, I implore you, to understand what it is to be body-centered. There is a connection to your body, to your being, to your organ systems that faith is very much about. And if you don't have that, you have less faith. That's a big one. It's a big one. And I can only point out that biblically speaking, there is much ado about those long fasts like the one Jesus did in the desert. And why? The way I'm going to interpret that is very much a case for all natural and nutritional and holistic medicine. Really, those 40 days in the desert, in a sense, were a month in the spa. Now, that's a stretch, yes, because there were such intense issues out there in the desert. Sooner or later, you were going to meet Satan himself. Well, I have something to tell you. I meet Satan all the time in communion with my patients. I watch them before they heal their particular disease, their particular ailment, meet the devil. The devil within them, the devil on the outside. And their faith is tested. I'll get back to it in a second, but on the tip of every tongue of every person, almost every person that's been chronically ill, is the plea to the heavens. Why has God forsaken me? Why do I suffer? I'm only 35 years old, and I suffer, and I don't deserve it. And why me? Things were going so well in my life. I've worked 50 years, raised a family, sit hand in hand with my wife, and now I face my death through cancer. These stories abound. In case you didn't know, you're not the only person out there that thinks they've been betrayed. You're not the only person out there that thinks they've been misunderstood. You're not the only person out there that had a father that never said the right words to you, or a mother that never said the right words to you. I just have to bring this up again. Sometimes, you know, this show gets very technical because you need knowledge, but sometimes it gets very much like this show. because all I do is walk into it each and every week with all of you. So I know this is relevant to you. I know many of you are asking yourselves why you've never been understood, why you've never been heard, why no matter what you do, you don't get the response you need, why you've been slandered, why you've always been victimized by gossip, by slander. And I'm saying to you as a doctor, because I see so much of this with my own flock, that if this is you, you must shed the light upon the beast. You must shed the light upon the beast. And I'll get into what that means. But before we go there, I want you to have a deeper understanding, if we can give this to you today, a deeper understanding of why emotions cause disease. Why does a person walking into a doctor's office asking for help never truly avail themselves, allow themselves to be helped, as it relates to this feeling inside them that God has left them alone, God has betrayed them, or that they're under siege from powerful forces that they're so chronically victimized by? Why do people not see their healing that way? Why do they continually come in and ask for a nutritional supplement? The delusion of nutritional medicine, the lie of it. For so many of you, I shouldn't say lie. Bad word. Take that back. But the delusion of it, for so many of you, is that your chronic illnesses, without addressing whether or not the intestines will uptake the nutrition and what is involved in that. So just a little review on how it occurs now. Those herbal teas you drink, those capsules you swallow, are going to go down the esophagus into the stomach, and then they're going to coat the intestines, the small intestine, comprised of three parts, the duodenum, the jejunum, and the ileum. That's about 30 to 35 feet of intestinal tract. And as those foods, those supplements, those nutrifiers spread out across your intestinal floor there, there are these little suction cups called villi, V-I-L-L-I, intestinal villi. And those intestinal villi soak up that good nutrition. Here's what's so fascinating. We all shrink ourselves down into little beings and go inside the intestinal tract and watch those suction cups, those intestinal villi, coated with these fertile herbs, these costly remedies from nature that you've swallowed down and coat your villi with. If we were in there watching it, we would see the intestinal villi sometimes not absorb the herb. The little suction cups would stay shut. Because those suction cups are under the control of the brain, your psycho-emotional self, the part of you that may be fixated on why am I sick and why did this happen to me and my life has been a mess and God has forsaken me. While you stay focused on that, while 50% of every one of your seconds, while half of every unit time in your life has some focus on your self-proclaimed ripoff, those intestinal villi refuse to open to the good nutrition. Wow. Now that ought to be on 60 Minutes. And we have verified that in science. The book, of course, Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, The Stress of Life. Hans Selye, The Stress of Life. Earth-shattering paradigm. Turning emotion and negative emotion and stress into a physiological platform so you, the patient, could understand why you're not healing. And of course, along the way, others have studied, and we call all the nervous system, the brain matter, smattered throughout the intestinal villi, we call that brain matter, that nerve tissue, the second brain. That's how complicated that system is. So here's my point to you. While you suffer from your illnesses, from your irritable bowel syndromes, your Crohn's diseases, your cancers, your hepatitises, your Lyme diseases, your chronic neck and low back pain, your arthritis, the list is on and on and on. While you're suffering from that, while you're asking for health in terms of nutrition, there's always something other underneath it. Always. I almost never don't see this to be the case. You have to get to that part of you that starts to come to terms with why you suffer, why you've been slandered, why you've been left alone, why you're 60 years old and your husband has left you for a younger woman, and you sit in bed at the couch at night with children that aren't around anymore, and you are quite positively alone. There's one of a thousand scenarios. I live them with people every single day. And you have to understand why you plead for a healing, and yet that divorce, that trauma 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 years ago is still not allowing your intestinal suction cups, your villi, to open up and receive the healing. So we can talk about faith, and we can put you all in a room, and we can talk about faith. We can come to a place of worship and talk about faith. Well, I'm going to come to a place of worship and talk about whether or not the suction cups in your intestine open up to receive God's bounty. That's proof to me. Talk is cheap. Truly it is. The euphemism lives on, or does it not? Or does it especially live on in Los Angeles, the city where much talk is cheap? Oh, yes. And while we're talking, are your intestinal villi opening up and receiving? And if not, how are you viewing your process? How are you looking at your process? Have you, and how successful have you been at resolving your process, and what are the consequences? Well, one consequence of holding on is the villi don't open. But here's another one. Another consequence of holding on is that your body holds on, meaning your physical body constricts. You constrict from head to toe while you hold on to your internal fight with whoever, God, your ex-wife, your ex-husband, your children, your boss, your job, your world. While you hang on to it and fight, the point of Medici's show today is that your organ systems live in constriction. So why would you be spending money and energy doing gallbladder flushes when your bile ducts are in constriction? Why and how would you be so concerned about your cardiovascular health when your coronary arteries, from the big aorta to the teeny-weeny ones that line the heart or go up into the brain, when they're in vasoconstriction from stress, chronic constriction from stress? Or what is high blood pressure, right? High blood pressure is generally not an herb. High blood pressure is about the mind fighting its fight of betrayal, vasoconstricting, clamping down the diameter of every artery in your body from head to toe. Thus, the volume of blood that the heart pumps through the...